Welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here as always with my office manager and fellow radio co-host comedian, Donna Lee.
You know what? I have a Calm app that I listen to go to sleep. Your voice could be on my Calm app.
You think so?
Yeah, it's very smooth and mellow.
They say I have a face for radio.
You do. Matthew McConaughey's also on this app, and he puts me to sleep in 3 seconds flat.
Oh, man.
It's pretty
All right. This is a men's health show. This is brought to you by the urology practice that I started in 2007. NAU urology specialist. I'm Dr. Mystery. That is my real name.
M-I-S-T-R-Y.
That's right. Mystery. We were that once accused of being...
Gimmicky. Which rhymes with mystery.
What?
Gimmicky?
I don't think so.
Mystery.
We have a full-service urology clinic. We treat all forms and manners of urologic conditions, but then we have a special interest in men's health. We have a number of providers that provide exceptional care when it comes to hormonal health, erectile dysfunction, and really trying to get to the bottom of even some kind of fertility issues and atypical type complaint.
Mm-hmm.
Just this week, Donna, we saw a patient who came in with poor semen parameters and had seen two other urologists.
Uh-oh.
And because of our close relationship with Texas Fertility Center, we get virtually all of their patients for advanced fertility kind of work up on the male side, because they do on the female side a lot of the IVF kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
And our workup uncovered a multitude of underlying conditions that have been completely overlooked by their previous providers.
Oh, you know,
a severe thyroid disease, lots of nutritional problems, terrible diet, bad lifestyle choices. And you know, it comes down to this feeling of, what is my job as a doctor?
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to make sure that you're getting your best out of the care that we're providing, and not just trying two or three different things that I learned, you know, way back when, and not trying to expand the kind of medicine that we're doing. So we did a great job with this guy, improving his sperm parameters and addressing things that you wouldn't think a normal urologist would, including making sure that his thyroid was taken care of and his diet and nutrition. And that's the kind of care you're going to get in our practice.
Right. Now I know why the other guys missed it, but they probably aren't specialized like we are in those regards.
And even a lot of the professors that I had back in training, who are fertility gurus, they don't do a lot of this stuff in their office, even though they write papers about how it's important you do this kind of stuff.
Really?
That's right, because it's out of their wheelhouse. So
we
try to expand our wheelhouse every single day. If you've got a problem that other people have had trouble getting their arms around, please come to us so that we can have a chance to do it. And if we don't, then we'll send you to a great network of referring doctors that we really trust in town.
Real quick, on the poor parameters of sperm to the positive parameters, where did he go from one end to the other?
He had sperm that was low in number.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't moving very well, and they looked funny.
Oh.
To getting his wife pregnant with a really good semen analysis in just about 3 months.
Oh, really?
So that's pretty good, because it takes a minimum of 3 months to get anything that you do to change the way your sperm look. So we did it as quickly, but he was committed. That's another difference. He was committed to changing his diet. He took all of his meds. He stopped his bad habits, and he got the outcome he wanted.
Oh, isn't it amazing what happens when you stop your bad habits?
Hmm.
You get your wife knocked up.
You kid. Oh, boy. That sounds like less of a...
Is that appropriate?
Less of incentive.
That wasn't very medically sound of me.
Oh, my goodness. We have four physicians. We have five mid-level providers and an office waiting to take care of you. Donna, how do people get a hold of us?
You can call us if you'd like an appointment or just like to hear my silky smooth voice at 512-238-0762. Our website is armormenshealth.com, and you can send us your questions to armormenshealth@gmail.com. We will answer them anonymously. I will respond to them all. And I'm working on getting these t-shirts. So if you've asked for a t-shirt and you're waiting, I'm working on it. We were waiting for the t-shirts to get made. You can listen to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, and we have a couple of quick questions that we could probably get answered here.
Let's do it.
We talked about Hydroseal several times in the past, but this quick question is, I have a Hydroseal. I would like to bid it farewell. I was reading that there are options for addressing this, like draining with a needle, laser process, and surgery. What do you recommend?
That's a great question. A Hydroseal refers to a fluid sac that develops around the testicle. A Hydroseal is different than a spermatoseal, which is also another kind of scrotal kind of cyst.
Do they look the same?
They can often look the same, but the difference is the testicle floats inside of a hydrocele, so it's like a waterbed for the testicle.
Mm.
And
the
spermatocele comes off of the testicle, so the fluid doesn't surround the testicle.
Okay.
Removing a spermatocele or a hydrocele are really in the wheelhouse of virtually any urologist. Those are cases that we really enjoy doing because we get to play a game of don't pop the cyst.
Ew.
While we're removing it.
Is this in-house or you have to go to a surgery center?
We ask that you go to a surgery center and go to sleep because it's just a lot easier to do. There are some doctors that will stick a needle into a hydrocele and drain it.
Mm-hmm.
I do not do that.
Because it'll return?
Because not only will it return, but it makes fixing it later harder because the more you kind of instrument it, the more scarred it gets.
Oh,
so I always advise patients, you know, if it's bothering you enough to get it fixed, then let me fix it right the first time.
Mm-hmm.
The surgery takes me about, you know, a standard hydrocele, about 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to stay in the hospital, and the recovery is fairly quick. Within about a week, you're, you know, back to normal.
Huh.
The scrotum, if it gets real big and floppy from the hydrocele, it will shrink. Ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
But for those people that have a really, really big one, we can also do what's called a scrotoplasty at the time, where we take all that extra scrotal skin away and tuck it up nice and tight.
Oh, it's like the opposite of the buried penis.
Yes, but it's funny that you say that, because a lot of times these hydroceles,
mm-hmm.
it'll stretch the skin and it exists right under the penis,
mm-hmm.
so the penis looks shorter.
Oh.
And so when we do the hydrocele repair, we'll do something called we will remove something called the scrotal web.
Mm-hmm.
It's the skin that goes from the undersurface of the penis to the top of the scrotum.
Uh-huh.
And it will make it look like you are like 4 inches longer.
Superman with a big penis.
You think Superman has a big penis?
I sure hope so.
Why would God give him that many things?
Well,
and
you're
the penis,
right.
You think?
Because he's always got his front arm out in front of him.
He's got everything. It's like, why does he have to have that too?
Probably has a big truck.
I don't think so.
Jerk.
There has to be some evenness and fairness somewhere
in the world.
That's right. You know what I'm
saying? He's Superman. He deserves a big penis.
Very good. What's the other question?
The other question is, hello, I'm 44 and I've developed an acute pain in my lower abdomen about where the seatbelt rests. I notice the pain more when I'm driving. Should I be concerned?
That's a great question. So this is what they're talking about is abdominal pain in the lower front part of the abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
And what could be the cause of that? So urologically...
A tight seatbelt?
Urologically, we have the bladder is kind of located right there.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of the urinary system, you have the intestines that can sit there that can cause pain.
Mm.
But also the muscles and the skin and all the nerve tissue that run in that area can also be there. If the pain is more when you're sitting, for example,
mm-hmm.
we usually try to look for a pelvic floor or a musculoskeletal kind of cause for that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our patients that have this kind of abdominal pain will benefit from pelvic floor physical therapy or kind of a massage technique called myofascial release of the area.
Mm-hmm.
There's also some people that can, so a sports hernia, maybe something you've ever heard of, also can report pain right in that lower pubic region. But those are people that are usually going to hurt mainly when they're stretching their core, not when they're sitting. So mainly mm-hmm. when they're standing or doing certain kinds of workouts. So
mm-hmm.
I think lower abdominal pain with a seatbelt or in that seatbelt area, a musculoskeletal cause is going to be the most common that we're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
But evaluating your bladder as well as the other organs that live in that area, I think would be a very smart way to get done. And certainly something that we would be happy to do.
You know, we have pelvic floor physical therapy
in-house.
That's
what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And we can rule out anything really dangerous as the cause, too. It's probably not like your appendix or anything. Those things would be more acute pain, not a more chronic issue.
Right. Okay. Well, we need to get that guy in because I'm very concerned about his driving and his pain. How do they get a hold of us?
You're going to ask me? 512-238-0762.
I wonder if sometimes
and you can
you
send
know.
Us questions or even an appointment request at armormenshealth@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You can visit our website and send in an inquiry as well. Our podcast, I would like to mention again, if a listener is listening and doesn't know that we are the number 2 most popular men's wellness podcast on the entire internet, as proposed by Feedspot.com.
And not just alphabetically either.
It wasn't alphabetically.
That's correct.
You said that one day, and then I got a little worried, and I checked. The first guy's not alphabetical.
But that's why it's Armour Men's Health Hour. We're just, in case it's an alphabetical list, we'll also be way
Can we
there.
Be like double, triple A aardvark men's health hour?
Triple aardvark men's health hour.
We'd
just
right
to make sure
there.
We get to the top.
When you open the yellow pages, we're right
I have
right
no idea
top.
Why people think that we're funny.
Because I'm funny.
Yeah, I guess so. They do say you're funny.
I am funny.
All right. Well, Donna, once again, tell people how to get a hold of us and how to make a point with us and where to email us.
That's right. You email us at armormenshealth@gmail.com. That email comes directly to me. I will respond to them. I can also send you the podcast after it airs on this fabulous station we call KLBJ. Our website is armormenshealth.com. And give us a call. It's 512-238-0762. We will talk about your pee-pee all day long. Thank you, Dr. Mystery.
The Armour Men's Health Hour will be right back. If you have questions for Dr. Mystery, email him at armormenshealth@gmail.com.